And it is time for our update from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We have Becky Barnhart who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
It's fine. Good morning to you. We are anticipating a fun weekend, and I heard a gentleman call in this morning, which was kind of cool because he said, "That lady that calls in about the animals, I hope she talks about it." I laughed. I thought, yes, I have my list ready to go. So, but he gave some great reminders, and so it's kind of nice to know people are more aware of how traumatic this is for animals than maybe we used to pay attention to it, that nowadays people are much more aware of their people and their animals. So that's a good thing. So I might as well just go ahead and kind of visit about it a little bit.
But, absolutely.
A lot of common sense goes into this, but sometimes you kind of get some good ideas that you hadn't thought about. Obviously, the best scenario is to keep the animal, your dog or your cat, in the house, inside. And that's the best thing you can do. And if you can't, then at least secure it. Maybe in your yard, make sure those gates are locked, and identification. If it doesn't matter if it's inside or outside, get some identification on that pet. That way, if it does bolt and run, people can get those animals back to you, because the shelter, every year, we end up with not a lot, but, you know, two or three will come in that have been scared and were brought in. So get them identified. And when you have them inside, kind of create a nice, safe haven for them. Maybe just don't let them run the house as they usually do. Put them in a room where you can close the door, pull the curtains, get some noise going. If you have a TV in that particular room, you know, maybe get that volume up a little bit more. And that kind of helps them feel that comfort, and some distraction things you can do. There's a lot of toys out there that, you know, put the treats in it, and then they got to puzzle. They got to figure out where to do it. That kind of keeps them occupied. Get those favorite toys in there with them. It's also recommended that you walk them. If you walk your dog, do a little bit earlier in the evening than maybe you would usually do. That way, you can get them out, let them do their business, get them back in the house, and maybe their fireworks won't have started at that point. And another thing about being exercised is, it was also recommended that maybe on that day, earlier in the day, maybe do some extra things with them outside playing, or even in the house, just kind of wear them out a little bit so they're a little bit more tired when the evening comes. If you've got a new puppy in your house, some advanced training never hurts. And, you know, kind of when they're doing things, kind of make puppy noise and kind of get them used to different sounds, louder sounds that maybe when the 4th of July appears, it is not, and thunderstorms for that matter, doesn't frighten them quite as much. And just plan ahead. Just kind of make sure that you've got something in mind. If you're having guests over to your house, think about, how can I protect my animal? And even if that door's closed, maybe put a child gate in front of that door so people really think before they just open up the door. These are all really, really good ideas. And, of course, if your dog really has, and cats have, a tremendous amount of anxiety, you can visit with your vet, and there is medication available that helps calm them. And if you're not doing anything, just sit with them that evening. Just make it your time to be with your pet, so when all this noise is going on outside, they see you're not upset, so they won't be, because that's the other thing. Stay calm. So, like I said, a lot of just good old common sense things to think about. This could apply to your children as well as, you know, just some of the things it's talking about, even with your child. You don't want to ever frighten anyone. This is supposed to be enjoyable. And we do think about our veterans. Some of them do have problems with this kind of activity, too. So just be mindful of the animals and the people around your area.
That is a great reminder, Becky, on that. So we do appreciate, of course, you sharing those tips here. It's all can be a rough one for some of those pets, but, you know, too, if you do have that relationship there with the vet, and if you have some anxiety concerns, that sort of thing, there are options there. Obviously, a lot of the stuff, you know, it takes a while to take effect, but you know, they may have also some recommendations too if you're struggling with that.
Right. And, you know, I do understand kind of one of the last things you want to do is do more medication on them. But it just depends on severity of your pet. And as I said last week, I don't think age has anything to do with it. I had an older dog, no fear of thunderstorms. But one time we had a storm just right over the house. And from that point on, she was deathly afraid of them. She was 8 years old. So just every year, just kind of watch your pet and know their behavior and have they changed in any way. So And I also hope everyone does have a very enjoyable 4th of July because it's a wonderful celebration for our country. Then I wanted to kind of mention about the dog that's made the news that the firemen were able to save yesterday. And as you and I were talking before I went on the air, there's another example of some of the wonderful equipment Coffeyville has. You know, here's the Coffeyville Fire Department out in their boat rescuing this dog. And you asked me how it came upon that they knew about it, and that I don't know. I don't know how they were alerted to it. But if you see the pictures on Facebook, you can see they got out there and they got the dog. Danny was out to the shelter this morning, checked on the dog. He said it's a nice dog. I don't know that at this point they know if it's a boy or a girl, but he thinks it's a Chow Golden Retriever mix. He said it's a very nice dog. Obviously, you can see where it did bite the fireman, but I think part of that is just the fact he was probably tremendously scared to death, and animals will strike out. They don't know what else to do. So he is on a 10-day hold because of the bite, but the bite wasn't severe. He's not mean, just traumatized. He seems to be maybe a Chow Golden Retriever mix. He did have a collar, but no information on the collar. I say he, because that's just easy. But he had a lot of stick tights and things on him, so maybe he's been running for a while. Maybe the water coming up got him away from his home, and he can't get back home. So if the dog sounds familiar to you, you might check it out or let your neighbor know that it's a nice dog. And he's okay. He's healthy, and everything's fine.
So is that 10 days just to see if there's any signs of, like, rabies or anything?
Right. Whenever we get a bite dog, if we do not have proof of vaccination, it is a state requirement that you hold them for 10 days. So it doesn't, like, if any stray that comes in that has, they call it a bite hold. And that way they watch the dog for 10 days to make sure that it's healthy. So that's just a precaution for all bite dogs.
Gotcha. Makes sense. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, been a lot of canine news for sure.
Yes. And pretty much good news, too. There was also another thing that I saw. I wanted to talk about the cans that we collect, that all the cans that come in to us, of course, go to the shelter and, again, goes towards the animals. The can container is sitting outside of Coffeyville Feed. They moved it off the parking lot because it was kind of in a bad position and a lot of traffic was kind of having trouble. So he moved it to the very end of his building. It is still there. Danny was out there today, he said, emptying it out, getting ready for the big holiday weekend, because a lot of beverages usually are consumed on holidays, and this one being as hot as it is, maybe more. But if you also want to make a donation of cans and put it in the animal shelter or Coffeyville Friends of Animals name, you can take it straight to Hyman's. I was there yesterday. I took a load. You just pull up, and the young man comes out and takes them in, and I just walk in the office and say, this is a donation to Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And then when Danny goes, he collects the money. So that's even an easier way to get rid of your cans, honestly, instead of the dumpster. Maybe just take them straight to Hyman. So they're very, very nice to work with us on that. Hours for the holiday, they will be closed Saturday, and they're always closed on Sunday and Monday. So this weekend, we won't be open to the public. Of course, there's someone always there. And I was out yesterday at the lunch hour, and I was going to mention this. The girls were busy. I think one of them wasn't there, and the other one, they locked the door because she was in the back by herself. So if that happens, there is a doorbell that you can ring, and they will come to the door. But when they're by themselves or in the back, they have decided to lock the front. But I just left my donation sitting there because I know it's perfectly safe. So you can do the same thing. If you get out there and you can't get someone to answer, and you don't want to see a tour of the building, you really need to go inside. But that, if you can't, you can certainly just leave it there at the door, and they will take it in and appreciate any donations. Linda mentioned that. Had lots of things to talk about, didn't I? Well, now let's talk about the stars of the show. We have got 14 puppies available at the shelter. We have kind of down in population. It was kind of, we had a lot of adoptions, and we were feeling really good about it. And I think last week I was told 13 dogs came in, and it's the puppies. We now have 14 puppies available. They are anywhere from 10 weeks to 12 weeks old. They are a litter of 8 came in, and then I guess the others were just maybe 2, 1 or something, but a big litter of 8 came in. They had all of their shots. We think them to be Shepherd lab mixes, and I guess that's kind of maybe for all of them. Danny is posting right now on our Facebook page CFA, so you can get a good glimpse of all the puppies that are available. They are up to date on their shots, like I said, because our local veterinarian, she comes out weekly and makes sure that she's kind of checking the animals over and getting their shots. So that's why they are up. In fact, all the animals at the shelter are up to date on their shots. So when you do the adoption, you know their shots are up to date. So anyway, 14 puppies. If you're looking to add a nice young puppy to your house, this is a great time after the holiday weekend. Come out and check out the puppies that we have. We've also had several litters of kittens come in. Again, they're very young. Had a litter of five that came in. Two are males. They are yellow. And then we had a little yellow minx mix come in. It's a male, really pretty, bobtail. It has that hair coming out of their ears, so that's why we know he is a minx mix because of his body type, the bobtail in the ears. So there are some really precious kittens and some precious puppies just waiting to go home. We also had one adoption, Ava. Ava was that lovely little dog. She's kind of a long-haired dachshund, nice little girl. Well, she was adopted this week, so I do get to brag about getting an adoption. We still have our good old faithful little guys. Mickey is still with us. He's that really pretty Calahuta mix, got a white face. Todd and Copper, they are two. Danny talked about them this morning. He said, please talk about them. They are the nicest dogs. They're about 3 years old. They came in together. They're black and white in color. Going to be a medium-sized dog. We think they're a terrier mix is what we think they are. Just good boys, he said. And he said, I'd sure like to find them a home before or too much longer. Brownie is a beautiful kind of a dark tan dog with white on her chest. She's a female, about 4 years old. She's also been with us, but she's so pretty. And a lot of these dogs have already been fixed. We've kind of decided to take a leap of faith and go ahead and get these animals fixed. And maybe that would speed the adoption for someone. You don't have to adopt and make an appointment. They're ready to go with you that day. It makes them maybe a little calmer at the shelter, too. So there's lots of advantages for us to go ahead and get these animals fixed. Then I need to mention Elena. She's 5 or 6 old. She's a German Shepherd mix. She's a nice, nice dog, likes car rides, and walks nicely on a leash. And let's see, was anyone else? I think that was maybe the crew I was going to pick out today to visit with. So anyway, our hours this weekend are different, but I think everybody's got probably family obligations to do. So starting next week, think about our hours again. They are 9 to 4:30, and that is Tuesday through Saturday. Lunch hour, kind of, you might want to call, make sure that there's someone, because like me yesterday, catching them not there, no big deal, but just, you know, kind of food for thought. Telephone number, 620-252-6060. Go to Facebook, CFA, and see the new pictures that Danny's posting this morning of the puppies and the kittens. And the Coffeyville, City of Coffeyville, also has their web Facebook page, and it is about the shelter, Coffeyville shelter. So, gosh, I think I've really kind of rattled on today more than usual. So it's all good news.
That's good. We had a lot to talk about, so it is good to hear from you, Becky, and glad that we do have lots to talk about here as we head into the 4th, and hope those pets stay safe and that we don't have to add to the shelter over the weekend. That would be good.
That's right. We'd sure appreciate it, and so would your pet. So everyone be safe and be thoughtful, and
talk to you
next week.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Becky Barnhart with Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And straight ahead, we're going to be taking more of your calls here for Open Line. That's just a couple minutes away, so if you're on hold, stay on the line. We'll get to you here in just a moment. We have a check of some ag news now, brought to you by Elmhaven Healthcare Facility.